The city of Spokane has released a plan which focuses on both greenhouse gas emissions and inequities in low-income neighborhoods and communities of color. The city's recently released Sustainability Action Plan draft gives the city two overarching goals: make the entire community more resilient and reduce sources of pollution and greenhouse gases, says Kara Odegaard, the city's manager of sustainability initiatives.
We know that our tailpipe emissions go beyond just the carbon dioxide. There's particulate matter that gets emitted from the back of a tailpipe. And people who live around higher traffic corridors in Spokane are breathing in more of those particulate matter. And so the more we can reduce that pollution, the better our air quality can be for people in our community.
The plan also identifies the other biggest source of greenhouse gases in the area: temperature control in buildings. Solutions to those issues include encouraging the construction of carbon-neutral buildings and remodeling older buildings and transitioning to transportation alternatives, such as buses and bicycling. The plan also identifies the city's goals to achieve net zero emissions by 2050. Odegaard said reducing emissions and addressing issues like housing and hunger will make the community more resilient.
The city is uniquely positioned to help convene and connect organizations that are already doing this work and can identify this as a community priority and to understand it's not just about housing, it's also about health outcomes. It's also about protecting our community against future challenges, whether they're climate related or another pandemic or economic related.
The committee of volunteers that created the draft plan is still seeking input from the public. A survey is available on the city's website, and there will be city workshops about the plan over the next few months. Once the plan is finalized, it will go to the city council for review and ratification, and then to the mayor's office for her signature. I'm Rebecca White, reporting.